A drug dealer caught with a significant amount of a deadly narcotic in 2021 was sentenced Monday to 5 years in a federal penitentiary. Joshua Benoit Wilson had 40.8 grams of fentanyl, a very dangerous, highly addictive drug, federal prosecutor Lindsay Marshall told the court. Marshall, along with the provincial Crown and defense, agreed that the 29-year-old should do time in prison for that serious offense, and so did the judge. Benoit Wilson, who faced a lengthy 2.5-page list of charges, pleaded guilty to a number of offenses in February, including 3 counts of possession for the purpose of trafficking. Ontario Court Justice John Condon heard the accused has a long and serious criminal record that includes weapons offenses and convictions for assault causing bodily harm and aggravated assault. The lawyers called for 5 years imprisonment, less credit for 606 days of pre-sentence custody. This adds up to a further 3 years, 4 months, behind bars for his client, defense counsel Bruce Wilson said. Marshall and Provincial Crown David Didiodato noted that both drugs and weapons were involved in what occurred. "We're dealing with an epidemic in our community and across the province," she told Condon, calling the combination of weapons and drugs an aggravating factor. Didiodato agreed, noting the accused's weapon offense wasn't isolated, but was in conjunction with drug trafficking. Benoit Wilson's guilty pleas to a number of counts indicate remorse and saved the court a lot of time, the assistant Crown attorney told Condon. In addition to the drug offenses, he was convicted of possession of a prohibited weapon, brass knuckles, possessing them when he was banned from having weapons and failing to comply with a court order requirement that he have no drugs. The defense described 5 years as a very serious sentence. His client has a high school and college education and worked as an arborist, Wilson said. He is remorseful. Benoit Wilson's mother passed away while he's been in custody and the Crown agreed to release him to attend her celebration of life in Sarnia in May. He was out at liberty for 5 days and could have flown the coop, but he did not, much to his credit, Wilson said. Condon asked if he had anything to say. "I can honestly say I've learned my lesson," Benoit Wilson told the judge. When he imposed the sentence, Condon noted his record started in 2016, but there were gaps until recently. "The sentences got higher and higher, longer and longer, to discourage you from coming back to the criminal justice system, but it didn't do that." "The guilty pleas are signs of remorse, along with what Benoit Wilson told the court," he said. "There is some optimism today for your rehabilitation." He imposed 12-month concurrent sentences for the cocaine and other offenses, as well as a lifetime weapons prohibition. The fentanyl charge stemmed from a December 12, 2021 search. City police had located a vehicle, which was connected to a stabbing incident in Garden River, the court heard. After obtaining a search warrant, they discovered the fentanyl, along with 1.2 grams of crystal meth. On July 6, 2019, police spotted a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed in the west end of the city. Officers caught up with the vehicle on Cornwall Street, near the Portuguese Association Hall. K9 Hector was brought in to assist with a search. The dog sniffed a path from the vehicle to some trees where he located a small black leather case containing baggies of cocaine with a total weight of 15 grams. The cops found brass knuckles in a laneway. Later that year, on November 17, officers responded to a report of a white Cadillac that was stuck in a snowbank in front of a house on Schaefer Avenue. Benoit Wilson, who was unlicensed, was trying to get it out. Following further investigation, he was arrested, Didiodato said. He had a leather pouch containing small baggies of a white substance, cocaine, along with several dime bags. In addition to the 6 grams of cocaine, he had $600 in cash.